And it's the rational basis of happiness. How do you achieve it? If you think about what's going on in the world, the Taliban don't want you to be happy. And they don't want you to be rational. They don't want you to use your mind, because if you do, you will call a spade. You will name them for what they are. They say the love of this world is wrong. You should love the other world, and you should not be afraid to die. You should purify your heart and clean it from all earthly matters. Well, where the heck do we live? The time of fun and waste is gone, meaning happiness is gone. This is a war of ideas that we're fighting. Whether it's in your home with your family members who are acting like Taliban, even though they may not murder, they're trying to undercut your life, or whether it's the war in Afghanistan or in our states or with the anthrax scares, or whether it's on our university campuses, it is a war of ideas. And I can remember encountering this war when I was a student at Brown. I went there as a freshman. I was very enthused. I went into my freshman dorm. Three-quarters of my floor were black. It didn't matter to me. I'm accustomed to that. You judge people as they come. I went to meet people and soon learned that there was a third-world community at Brown. And two of my very good friends, who happened to be black, were ostracized from this community. They were considered whites, white sympathizers. They were not allowed to connect to the third-world community at Brown. And I was the enemy. Not me alone, but any whites they associated with. And these were wonderful people. These people, these two friends that I have, or had, and still would have if we had kept contact over the years, they took their life seriously. They didn't do drugs. They were very well respected. They were intellectual, very bright students. And they weren't staying up night, leaving moldy dishes all over the place and screaming in the middle of the night like the third world community people on our floor were. Now, this was very distressing to me. This happened my entire freshman year, and I was starting to learn what this third world community was about. And now you have separate graduations at Brown. What is going on in the colleges? You're spending $30,000 to send your kids to school, or $20,000 or $10,000, depending on where they're going. What are you paying for? We are hearing vocal leftists at the universities now decrying the war. What are they against? Why are students not waving American flags? Why don't I see them proudly hanging on the Brown green? Why is there no ROTC on the Brown campus? And why are some students stealing newspapers with free speech items in it that they don't like? Why are they calling America imperialistic when people from all over the world are so eager to come here, not to Iran or Iraq? And why are some students so sympathetic to the Dark Ages barbarism of Afghanistan that they don't shed a tear for anyone murdered at the World Trade Center or the Pentagon or the children of these murdered victims? Why do they denounce the very ideas, the foundation of America, that allows all the freedoms they enjoy? What's going on here? Are they against self-defense? With me to discuss this is my resident philosopher, Dr. Andy Bernstein. Andy has his PhD in philosophy. He has taught at Pace University, and he's given addresses and talks all over, from Harvard University to Stanford University, and most recently at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. He's the author of countless articles. He's written Cliff Notes for Atlas Shrugged and The Fountainhead and more. And he has a new novel, The Heart of a Pagan. Andy, welcome.
It's good to be here, as always.
Oh, it's great to have you here. Tell me, what have you observed? You've been around on the colleges, and you've read things, too. What have you observed going on the college campuses that alarms you?
Well, I think a lot of American people don't realize, and what I think is very important for them to realize, is that most of the professors in our humanities programs, you know, in philosophy or literature or history and related sciences, most of them are basically Marxist in their philosophy and have been for several generations now. So many of them support socialism or even communism. They admire Fidel Castro. They prefer Cuba to the United States. And essentially, they hate capitalism. They hate the United States. And today, more broadly, they hate Western civilization. And I think the American people have to be aware of what poison, what what poisonous anti-American sentiment dominates the humanities programs in so many of our universities.
I'd like a couple of examples of that. I know we have a Professor Keach, a professor of English at Brown University, who is a socialist and took the microphone on September and said, what happened on September 11th was terrorism, but what happened during the Gulf War was also terrorism. Do you have any other examples? Like Stanley Fish, I've heard, has said some nasty things.
Yeah, Stanley Fish claims he was formerly at Duke University for many years, and very well known in the literature programs. And Stanley Fish claims there's no such thing as moral absolutes. So the terrorists regard the United States and the West as evil, and we regard the terrorists as evil, and there's no way to judge between them. He's a moral relativist, and so we have no moral basis for outrage against the terrorists who have committed these actions. Then this idea of relativism and multiculturalism, the idea that you can't judge one culture from within the confines of another culture, and that all cultures are equal, except for Western civilization, of course, which is evil, according to these guys. These are dominant ideas in the universities. So Stanley Fish is an egregious example. But as Noam Chomsky at MIT is another, very famous example. He believes that American imperialism is responsible for this, and that people hate us all over the world because we're essentially bullies and we're evil and we impose our will on countries all over the world. So it's a virulent anti-Americanism fostered by a fantasy laden Marxist philosophy which sees capitalist America as an imperialist country.
Yeah, I want to go to one more example. Bill Ayers. Tell me about him. I'll tell you what he said. He proudly added that he didn't regret setting the bombs. This is during 1970s in the Capitol, in 1971 in the Capitol, the New York Police Department in 1970, and the Pentagon in 1972. He's with the Weatherman.
The Weather Underground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was hoping to kill thousands at an army dance at Fort Dix in New Jersey. It backfired on him. And he says, America is not just a fair and decent place. To the assertion that America is a great country, Ayers' response is that it makes me want to puke. He is now a distinguished professor of education at the University of Illinois in Chicago. So this is what's going on at the college campuses.
He belongs in a maximum security prison for the rest of his life.
Yeah. The question is, why is this happening and what can we do about it? What's allowing this multiculturalism to take root? And when we get back, we'll talk about unearned guilt, we'll talk about turning the other cheek, we'll talk about reason and faith and retaliatory force versus the initiation of force. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner here with Dr. Andy Bernstein on the Rational Basis of Happiness. Be back with you after these words.